Now there are some people who say we cannot have a religious service until we are agreed on everything. When will that be? In heaven. We hope. Well, now that is not how Luther and the dogmaticians after his day viewed it or acted, at least for the most part. At Marburg, they had divine services together when the Lutherans and the Reformed dialogued. Later on, the Lutherans and the Catholics had meetings. I am thinking of one in 1601 at Ratisbon, called Regensburg in German, and they agreed that one session would be opened by the Catholics with a divine service, that is a liturgical service, and the next one by the Lutherans. So they changed off, and they agreed that they would use only hymns and prayers, which both held in common. Now, is there much of that or not, that Lutherans and Catholics hold in common in the line of hymns and prayers? A great deal. Many of the collects that are used on Sunday in our church date from before the Reformation, came out of the Roman Catholic Church, and you can hear them there just like you hear them with us. And they sing some of the same hymns. They even sing A Mighty Fortress now, but they kind of doctored it a little bit. It was, well, it was just a little bit too anti-Catholic, the way Martin Luther wrote it. So they fixed that. But I wanted to tell what happened at Ratisbon. One day, the Catholic was the chaplain, and he forgot himself, and he prayed the Hail Mary. And that offended the Lutherans deeply. That was something they did not have in common, especially that part, pray for us sinners, addressed to Mary. Well, that caused trouble. Then at a later meeting, the Catholics decided the Lutherans were heretics, and the Lutherans could not have the devotions at any time. If they wanted to pray along with the Catholics had nothing against it, but the Lutherans could not lead. Then the Lutherans decided, with those terms, we won't worship with you at all. And that had its repercussions down to our own time in the Missouri Synod. Now, what do we do at the meetings between Roman Catholics and Lutherans? We do what they did in the better days after the Reformation. One time the Catholic leads, another time the Lutheran leads. And we do pray together. And I have not found that at any time the Catholic has been offensive, and we Lutherans also have tried not to be offensive. And I heard one sermon by a Catholic biblical scholar that was so good that I would have been happy to hear it in my own church. So this is just to shed some light on what goes on, and I think must go on, at ecumenical meetings. And that is not saying that the warring churches will be brought back together the day after tomorrow. I don't know whether they will ever get back together. It's much easier to break the church apart than to reunite it. And I hope that all of you will take that deeply to heart. Now, there is one more. Is there anything more to be said about the church being Catholic? Yes?
Is it our creed substitute the word Christian?
Yes. It was done in the Apostles' Creed. It was done also in the Nicene Creed. And who did it? Luther himself. Why did he do it? Because the term Catholic in the popular mind meant Roman Catholic. It wasn't understood.
Removing the word Catholic altogether without even inserting the word Christian.
Yes, that was how it happened. Now, we have one more to discuss. I believe one holy Catholic apostolic church. The church is apostolic. Now, you have in church history heard about the apostolic succession, have you not? You must all have heard about it. Now, what is meant by the apostolic succession? Come on, more of you must know what's meant by the apostolic succession. Go ahead, Cromer.
The church office of bishop being handed down.
Yeah, starting with whom? Peter or the apostles. And they consecrated bishops, and how'd they get any more bishops after that? One who had been properly consecrated by an apostle would consecrate others. And the apostolic succession was simply that you had to be in that unbroken line. You were consecrated by a bishop who was consecrated by a bishop who was consecrated by a bishop, and finally you wind up with one of the apostles. That's the apostolic succession. Yes.
Even in the local Episcopal cathedral right here in town, they have a big chart in one of their back rooms that has the whole apostolic succession drawn out, traced right down to the present bishop.
Yes. See, they value that greatly. The Catholics say, of course, they have the apostolic succession. The Episcopalians say they have the apostolic succession because Catholic bishops who were in the apostolic succession turned Episcopalian, and so the succession was continued. Now, the poor Lutherans in Germany didn't get that. The Catholics saw to it that no bishop would accept the doctrine of Luther. If he accepted it in his heart, he had to keep it well hidden. They broke the apostolic succession. But in one country they didn't manage, namely in Sweden. In Sweden, some of them became Lutherans, and so the Swedish bishops claim they're in the apostolic succession. Now, what, I guess the question is, what was so important about the apostolic succession? What was it for?
Keep tight control on who is going to perform the duties of a bishop and then a priest.
So you are giving us the nastiest reason of all, or at least you're getting close to it. Now, when you ask them, they had a much holier reason for the apostolic succession.
Keep the doctrine pure?
Yes, to preserve apostolic doctrine. That was the real purpose. The church father who brings this out so clearly is Saint Irenaeus, that the apostolic succession was for safeguarding the apostolic doctrine. Now, let us grant that the purpose of the apostolic succession was good and laudable. Did all the bishops who were in the apostolic succession physically safeguard the apostolic doctrine, I wonder? Some of them did very badly. One of the church fathers said, if one in the apostolic succession went wrong, that would be the greatest calamity. They had a lot of those calamities. Now, let's see. Go ahead, Chamberlain.
Yeah, well, the German church couldn't have been worried that much about it because just thinking as late as 1536, the Petri brothers were still in Wittenberg, so if, you know, and they had Catholic roots when they came down. Later on, I mean, if Germany were that concerned about it, they knew German, having studied under Luther, they could have imported them from Sweden, since the whole church went.
They weren't so concerned about it. They were concerned about the apostolic doctrine. And this is the point that I'm trying to make. When you confess, I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church, you are not talking about the apostolic succession of bishops, but about the apostolic doctrine. And that is biblical. That kind of apostolic succession is most important. Let's take a passage which we had studied before. John 17:20. From the high priestly prayer. And Ephesians 2:20. In the high priestly prayer, the Lord Jesus prays for his disciples. And then he says, I pray not for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word, through the word of the apostles. That is the important thing. The teaching of the apostles by which faith comes about in the hearers. And that is also what is behind Ephesians 2, verse 20. He talks there about the Christians at Ephesus who had been heathen, being now no more strangers and foreigners, or sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And what can be the foundation of the apostles and prophets? Their teachings, orally at first, and after a while in writing. And that does not mean that the Old Testament doesn't get in on it, because the apostles, what was their Bible when they first preached the gospel? It was the Old Testament, wasn't it? So this is not in the least against the Old Testament and its honor. But Paul says that the New Testament Christians are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, again, not as human beings, but on account of their teaching, which is the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ and about our Lord Jesus Christ and his work. Now, is there any discussion here? Or should I make a strong application to you? When you become pastors, make sure that you're faithful to the teaching of the holy apostles. You're not going to be serving the church well, the church which is to be, among other things, apostolic, if you are not faithful to the teaching of the apostles. All right, now go ahead, please.
What exactly is the doctrine of the apostles?
Pardon?
What exactly is the doctrine of the apostles and how much devil can you
convince? Well, you read the epistles in the New Testament, then you know what the doctrine of the apostles is. Read the sermons in the book of Acts, and you'll know what the doctrine of the apostles is. It's not something outside of the New Testament, but what the New Testament itself tells us that they taught. You notice that it becomes tremendously important for a pastor to know his Bible, particularly the New Testament, and that's saying nothing against the Old. All right?
Well,
yes, they teach about the means of grace, but isn't their doctrine most of all about Jesus himself, who he is, what he has done, and so forth?
Well, then, if some of you would be any invisible church for,
maybe you better raise that question next time so we get the benefit of it.
Well, is the tail room for an officer, wouldn't you have no suspects? There's wall, there's not that, yeah, and that's it, that's the problem about that, there's some that, that, good. You're a, that's true, that's why you can, I should get down, you get, yeah, locked up, sure, so you come to it, sure, so you get access, you have, before you put her through an officer, she will, you will, that, you need to go, yes, tell them, it's just, I'm not, like, it's first, it's me, it's down, but you do it so often, look, it's, it is, you know, it's first, it's not, it's me, it's just, it's, and then, you know, you need to be, you need to be, so, that, you know, if you need to, or we can go back. Now, I'm not sure about it, but